The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. Great job, Nick Sciarra, in studio here producing tonight. I have to be honest with you. It's tough to continue on with this radio show after listening to your nephew talk about the dark side of this coronavirus. On the other hand, I think there's a real sense of reality in there, and he laid it out quite well. Hope a lot of people heard that, because this is not a joke. Even though some people still think they're going to defy just being respectful to each other. Okay, so last segment here, looking forward to this interview with Darwin Seren. Still a little bit shaken up here. Darwin Seren, Houston Dynamo, also has been the captain of El Salvador's national team, and Darwin joins us now. Darwin, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Darwin, thanks so much for coming on the program. And I first just want to ask, how are you and your family doing right now, you know, being at home? And how's everything going for you personally with your family?
It's like, you know, it's a difficult moment, as we know, for now in the country and in the world. So it's time to spend a beautiful time with the family. I think I have 4 kids, and it's a lot of work in the home, but I really enjoy it, because sometimes when we play, and we play especially when we go away, so you miss some time with your family. So now is a beautiful opportunity to recover this time.
Talking to midfielder Darwin Seren of the Houston Dynamo right now. Darwin, does this kind of make football secondary in the moment? You know, football's such a part of your life. It's your passion. You're a professional athlete. But with what's going on now, is football really kind of secondary in your mind?
Yeah, for now, my mind is just past, like, I need to take care of me, of my family. I need to spend a good time, you know, enjoy every moment in the home. And the second part, we have some work to do with the team. So we have a specific program to work out in home. It's like, you know, it's a big difference, but I think everything is with, if we have every moment with good attitude, we do it good. I think I work out. I enjoy the time when I work out and see my child here, like smiling, like making jokes. And at the same time, I work. So it's really good.
Talking to Darwin Seren of the Houston Dynamo, and that's a great positive attitude, and we all got to stay positive during these times. Darwin, I want to talk to you about El Salvador, and you know, having been to El Salvador myself, and in the 80s playing against teams like FAS and Firpo, I learned how important football is in El Salvador. Just talk to me about growing up in El Salvador and the passion the country has for football.
Yes, it's a small country, but we all love soccer in El Salvador. You can feel, I think, when you was there and playing soccer, you feel like the people crazy there, support the team. So it's very all the people so excited supporting the teams and enjoying soccer. So it's a country like where I grow up and all time playing soccer. My mom and my dad every time bring me to the fields and playing soccer with my brother. Actually, my brother play professional too. We play together in the national team too. I think it's amazing country. You know, it's the people love soccer. That's something that we love too. We do to play. So every time when we are there, so if we had the opportunity to spend time with the people there, every time I enjoy it because they have a good concept of me, of my family. So I'm very happy to have a time with all our community in El Salvador too.
To be the captain of El Salvador, I mean, that is an incredible honor. When I say that to you, how does that make you feel?
I never, when I started playing professional in 2009 with my first team, professional, and the second league in El Salvador, it was Juventud Independiente.
Yes.
I never think about, in my mind, never, like, talk about maybe some point I go in the national team, I play for my national team, even I get the captain of the team. So, but happen on the life, you know, if you work hard, if you play like 100% all the time, you make a difference in your team, happen. So I'm very, very happy when in 2014, one of the coach gave me the captain of the team. So I'm very, very excited with that. And then we have a lot of games, important games, and that's, I enjoy it. I think I enjoy it the most because my brother play with me too. So it's a very, very good thing of my family.
Yes, I've watched your brother as well, Oscar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So let me take you into when you were a little boy, outside of your parents, who were the big influences for you from a football perspective? Your big influences football-wise?
Yeah, I think it was my mom and my dad because all the time they bring me, they never say no when I say, Dad, I want to play soccer, or Mom, I want to play soccer. I need to go someplace to play soccer. They always have the time to me and to my brother to bring us to some little teams when we are like a kid. And then, they always talk about the school and soccer. So in the house, if, for example, you go after school, you have some homework, you have to do it before you go to the field and practice some soccer with your friends. So was a very difficult for us because we live very, very close to the field. And sometimes, you know, you don't have the same energy to do all the homework in the day. And then we only see with my brother the other friends walking to in front of us, walking to the field. And then we want to go, but my mom always was there and say, you finish your homework, you can go. If not, you can stay home. So it's one moment like always appreciate for my mom because they always take care of us. And then, yeah, we follow our dreams. All the time we want to play soccer, we watch soccer in the home. And then we say, we see, we always talking with my brother, like, maybe at some point we go and play professional, but we have to work. We have to work hard. And then the opportunity is coming. And that's why we do it professional now.
Talking to the Houston Dynamo's Darwin Serrani, he's also the captain of El Salvador. How did you get discovered and then come to the United States in the USL in Orlando, Darwin?
Yeah, it's, I remember when we qualified to play off in El Salvador, and actually we play again fast in Santa Ana. We play away. And Gonzalo Clavijo, who is my agent now, he was in El Salvador with Adrian Heath, the Minnesota coach.
Yes.
So they go there because, you know, Orlando got the expansion. Orlando was the 2015, they got the spot in the expansion team. And 2014, when I came here to Orlando, they play in USL. But they are starting making the team to 2015 for your first season in MLS. So when they came here, they came to El Salvador, they actually go for another player, not for me. They go for a forward because we have a Uruguayan guy. And he scored a lot of goals with our team. And my agent was his agent too. But when they are there, this guy, the forward, he talk about me, about my brother, and about other play that they need to be focused on, and us too, because he say this guy are very good too. So they maybe you can see.
So they saw you. They saw you, even though they were looking for another player, and signed you.
Yes, that's a funny part, because when we talk, because we have a meeting after the game. I remember we played Saturday night, and they are in the stadium watching the game.
Wow, it's a great story.
And then Sunday in the morning, 10 a.m. in the morning, we had a meeting, and they start talking like, we're here, I'm Adrian Heath, I'm the coach for Orlando City team, we are the USL, and then next year we go to MLS first league in the U.S., all these things, and then we come here to watch Toscanini is the name of the forward. It's Uruguayan.
But in the end, they get Darwin Serrani. Darwin, we have to go. We're on a hard break. There's only 30 seconds left in the show. Thank you so much for coming on the program tonight. We're glad you're in Houston with the Houston Dynamo. Stay safe with your family, and we'll see you soon. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the stay safe great too, and all the family horror fans too.
Thank you, Darwin. That's great stuff there from Darwin Serrano of the Houston Dynamo. Great way to finish it up tonight. Thank you for listening in. Big thank you to Nick Sharara for filling in, producing here tonight. For all of you who listened in, our guests, Doug Wren, Mike Cohen, my nephew Con, and Darwin Serrano. We thank you tonight. PodcastArena.com, iTunes. That's where you get the podcast of this show. Good night, everyone.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.